2005. We have work session. Two bills we've been eagerly awaiting for as we march out of here. First one is work session Senate Bill 5514, the Department of Higher Education. Senator Carter.
Good morning, Mr. Kutcher.
Good morning.
All right. Senate Bill 5514 is the capital construction budget for the Department of Higher Education and the Department of Community Colleges and Workforce Development. The bill authorizes $187 million for 56 capital construction and improvement projects in the Oregon University System and Community College. Only $14.8 million of total expenditures will be financed by the general funds. The rest will be financed from bonds, private donations, community college resources, and other revenue sources. The recommended budget includes 46 specified projects on OUS campuses and three system-wide categories of capital expenses. The debt service on most of these projects will be paid from housing or student building fees. The recommended budget does, however, support $112 million of state-paid bonds to support these investments, a very large increase in the $32.5 million that we provided last biennium. In addition, the budget provides state bond support for community college capital construction projects for the first time since the 1979 session. The state will issue $38.5 million of Article X1G bonds to support needed capital construction projects at seven community colleges. The primary focus of state support for capital projects in this budget is to adjust the backlog of deferred maintenance issues in OUS and community college facilities. The budget supports $51.7 million of general obligation and lottery bonds to address deferred maintenance and seismic issues in the Oregon University System, $32.1 million of general obligation bonds to address deferred maintenance and seismic issues at community colleges. This budget represents a strong initiative to preserve and enhance Oregon's educational facilities and restore state bonding for community college facilities for the first time in 26 years. Oregon students will benefit from the investments authorized in this bill for years to come. Your Capital Construction and Bonding Subcommittee recommends the Senate Bill 5514 be amended by the -4 amendments and reported out, do pass as amended. And as a means of my postscript, co-chairs, again, as I said to you yesterday, I am so proud of your progressivity in terms of looking at the seriousness of the issues of our facilities, how they are eroding across the state, especially in community colleges, but also our higher ed. And we save money by doing what we're doing here. And so for the two of you, you deserve great kudos for the first time in 26 years in doing what you've done. So I want to say thank you again.
Thanks, Senator. Further discussion? Representative March.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I'm also very pleased that we're able to begin to address the issue of deferred maintenance and that hope that this will be the beginning of a long-term commitment to working on the backlog of deferred maintenance because the problem remains at Inlow Hall and other institutions of higher education. So in the state, so hopefully we'll get to Tier 3 in the next biennium. It's also gratifying that the state is investing in the community college capital construction, but I'm a little troubled at the way we've reached down into the tiers of projects and picked out of the list in that I hope that doesn't break up the coalition of community colleges. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Representative Smith.
Thank you. I want to compliment the co-chairs on the good work that they have done with this. I know most definitely I could not make the difficult decisions that you folks have had to do. With that said, however, I've talked with my leadership at a previous time, and unfortunately Oregon's rural university, Eastern Oregon University, had some tremendous needs, and that is in the heart of my district, and those were not met. In addition, Blue Mountain Community College, which is in the heart of my district as well, have a large district. Although they did not have needs, they were part of this, and unfortunately I will be a no vote on this, and I have shared that with my leadership at a previous time.
Thank you for your comments. Further discussion? Senator Bates.
I just want to sort of jump on this and thank leadership and the subcommittee for the great work they did here. This is a real step forward for Oregon and for Southern Oregon. We're finally reinvesting in higher education and finally reinvesting in our community colleges. It's a step forward. It's the direction we need to go. I think it's the beginning of a hope, a renaissance for our higher education institutions so that we can once again be in the first tier as far as the state is concerned, as far as the country is concerned. I really want to thank leadership and the subcommittee for the hard work they do. I know it is very difficult. I know you spent a huge amount of time on it. Compromises are always difficult and painful, but I understand and appreciate what you've done, and thank you very much for your hard work.
Thank you. Representative Richardson.
Chairs, I'd also like to join with that and just mention that in Southern Oregon, we have here funded a project that's going to be a partnership between Southern Oregon University and Rogue Community College, and this partnership sets an example of how both community colleges and universities can work together to benefit the training of their people, both for jobs and helping to make sure that employers that move into Southern Oregon will have the ability to have a well-trained workforce, as well as utilizing common instruction and facilities to help higher ed as well. So it's a good partnership. It's going to be a great opportunity to see what can be done in this area, and it may be a good example for the rest of the state.
Very good. Thank you. Further discussion? Seeing no further discussion, any objections? Just the one. Report, Representative Smith. None other. Passes. House Bill 2122B, relating to forest products harvest taxation. Representative Morgan.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 2122 extends the temporary harvest tax to forest products harvested in calendar years 2004 and 2005. Revenue from harvest taxes are used to support forest research through Oregon State University's Forest Research Lab to partially fund forest practices, forest fire suppression, and forestry assistance to non-industrial landowners through the Department of Forestry and to finance the Oregon Forest Resources Institute. The bill maintains the current 50-cent rate that generates funds for payments of benefits related to fire suppression and extending the harvest tax rates at 67 cents per 1,000 board feet for the Forest Research Lab. The -B5 amendment sets the harvest tax rate for forest practices at 55 cents per 1,000 board feet. The rates are repealed on December 31, 2007. The amendment also establishes authority for the Department of Forestry to charge a fee to cover the cost of administering the reforestation tax credit program to implement this portion of the budget agreement. The harvest tax rates are set at a level to coordinate with the agency-approved budgets and the projected harvest levels. The Department of Forestry projects 4 billion board feet will be harvested in calendar years 2005 and 2006. I recommend House Bill 2122 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Discussion. Objection. Seeing none. One objection. Representative March. Any others? Seeing none. So ordered. We are adjourned.